Thank you for tuning in to the Bethel Podcast. At Bethel, we're all about relationship. So if you're in the Phoenix area, we'd like to invite you to one of our services. Please visit BethelChandler.com for more information. Now stay tuned for a message from Pastor Kevin Sample.
I am honored to step in and bring this message born out of John 15, where we're going to start with verses 1 through 8. John 15, 1 through 8, and I'm reading out of the New International Version. I am the vine, I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. Are you getting the theme here? I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. Today, this message came to me so clearly in the last 2 days. And as I was praying, I just felt like this is the direction the Lord had me go to build on top of what Pastor Julie brought last week about being planted. That we're going to continue this analogy and this picture of what happens in the life of a plant or a tree, and the importance of being planted, the importance of roots taking hold so that there can be fruitfulness, right? And in this passage in John 15, Jesus is telling his disciples, and he says it over and over and over in 8 verses. Remain in me, I will remain in you. This is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit. What is the point? Fruitfulness. So today's message, the fruitful life. What is the fruitful life? What is the result of being planted? What's the result of being rooted in Christ? What's the result of being a branch that is grafted in to the vine? A fruitful life is a life that produces love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. That's fruit. Does that look like the world we live in today? Are we being fruitful? How do we know if we're being fruitful? Well, how am I in those areas? Is that the kind of fruit that my life is producing right now? Is there love, joy? Is there peace? Is there kindness? Is there goodness? Is there faithfulness? Is there gentleness? Is there self-control? That's what we're going to look at today, the fruitful life. And here's the spoiler alert, okay? So the bottom line is of this message, and you got to walk out of here with this. The bottom line, the fruitful life is the result of being fueled by the Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit. He's the secret sauce. It is the ingredient. When we're grafted into the vine, when we are planted and rooted, what is it that flows up through to provide fruit? It is the Holy Spirit. He's the fuel. He's the water. He is the source. And that's what we're going to talk about today. And so let's look at John 14, because this whole message is right within John 14, 15, and 16. We're going to live there for a few minutes. And I want to encourage you to start living there this week if you haven't been. Take time in John 14, 15, and 16 and realize that these are some of the last words Jesus left with his disciples before he went to the cross. It's probably pretty important that we get this. If it was important to those followers of Jesus then, it's surely important for us right now in 2022, amen? Because if there's ever a need for fruitfulness, it's right now. So John 14, I want to jump around. I'm going to hit a few verses. I want you to see we're talking about the Holy Spirit. John 14, verses 16 and 17. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever. The Spirit of truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. Amen. Look over at verse 25 and 26. All this I have spoken while still with you. Verse 26. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. And then look over in chapter 15. At the end of the chapter, I want you to look at verse 26. We're talking about the Holy Spirit. When the Advocate comes, who I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who goes out from the Father, he will testify about me. And you also must testify, for you have been with me from the beginning. And chapter 16, I want you to look at verse 7. Chapter 16, verse 7. But very truly I tell you, it is for your good that I am going away. Unless I go away, the Advocate will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And then jump over to verse 13. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come. He will glorify me because it is from me that he will receive what he will make known to you. All that belongs to the Father is mine. That is why I said the Spirit will receive from me what he will make known to you. Let's pray. Father, in these moments, in this time, right now, I pray that you would bring revelation life to us through the word. Lord, I pray that you would speak to us about the fruitful life. Speak to us about the importance of walking in relationship with and being fueled by the Holy Spirit to produce fruit that lasts. And Lord, right now we pray over our pastors. We lift up Pastor Mike and Pastor Julie and their family. And specifically, we speak to Pastor Mike's back and we say, be healed in Jesus' name. We speak wholeness and health, miraculous recovery. Lord, we believe that Pastor Mike will return to full strength and mobility and be even more energized, if that's possible, than he was before. And we just thank you for covering their family, and thank you, Lord, that you're leading them and you're leading us into a more fruitful life, no matter what the circumstances. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. The fruitful life, reality check here, the fruitful life is cultivated. Translation, the fruitful life takes time. Oh, wait a second, Pastor. Okay, that's where I don't have time. I need fruit right now. Right? And yet, Jesus uses this analogy of agriculture and talks about a vine and branches and fruit because it's about a process. It takes time to cultivate fruit. The planted life, where roots grow down, takes time. This reminds me of something that you may have seen in recent months. I think Pastor Mike might have referenced it at a time. I know I did in one of our 714 devotions a while back, but it fits right here, talking about the cultivation, the idea that fruit and fruitfulness in our lives is a process like a plant or a tree. It goes something like this. Actually, it goes exactly like this. Healthy things grow. Growing things change. Change challenges us. You might want to take a picture of this if you haven't already. Let this be part of your prayer life when you are frustrated with your circumstances. Change challenges us. Amen? Challenges cause us to trust God. Trusting God breeds obedience. Obedience makes us healthy. Healthy things grow. Growing things change. Change challenges us. And so on and so on. This is the cycle of the principles God put in the earth in nature. The cycle of seasons, of planting, of cultivating, sowing and reaping. Fruitfulness is a process. But I don't have time for a process. And I am uncomfortable right now. I need relief. Amen? It's our human nature. How do we live a fruitful life when everything in our human nature craves immediate gratification? There's got to be a supplement. There's got to be, you know, something to put in my water and drink. There's got to be a pill, right, to produce fruit. Well, there are things that can help, but it still is a process. How many of you know that even if you add a healthy supplement, it's the effect over time? But that's not part of the selling point, right? Take this and you will. We want it now. And I was impressed about this message for today. All right on the heels of Pastor Julie talking about the planted life. Because we have circumstances in our lives right now that are unprecedented, right? The world right now is a very uncertain, shaky place. What's going to happen today? What will happen tomorrow? What's happening in Ukraine? What's happening with all the nations of the world posturing? What's happening with the economy? How high are gas prices going to go? How much are we going to see our retirement or the value of our money go down during inflation? Uncertainty, challenges, storms, right? We just sing about this. I pray today that we'll walk out of here no matter what storms are going on, no matter what uncertainties, and we will know without a doubt that God has positioned us right now in this time for fruitful living. But we need to hear what God's word says to us about this and be willing to trust him in the time. So the word advocate, we read it several times here in John 14, 15, and 16. Advocate. It has multiple translations. There are words in the English language that come out of that word advocate. The original language that the New Testament was written here, the actual word is paraclete. And if you boil it down, it really means one called alongside to help. That's who the Holy Spirit is. He is sent from Jesus. He is God, the Spirit, imparted to us to come alongside and help. If you have yet to realize the relationship available to you with the Holy Spirit, then you have not realized what Jesus intended to be your strength and to be your fuel in life in the midst of whatever you're facing today. And so today, I have good news for you. The Holy Spirit is here. The Holy Spirit is there for you, and He wants to be in you. And if you have said yes to Jesus, if you had said, Jesus, I want you to be Lord of my life, I give you my life, He imparts the Holy Spirit. But guess what? If we ignore Him, we don't fully appreciate all that He is in us. So today, we are going to talk more about Him. The Holy Spirit. And what I believe we're going to see here is that John 14, 15, and 16 reveals this person of the Holy Spirit and how He fulfills three key roles in our life. And I pray that as you walk out of here today, you will have a greater appreciation and a desire to cultivate relationship with the Holy Spirit, because He is the key to your fruitfulness. He is the key to your rootedness, your being planted. It's the Holy Spirit. Now, I figured this out. I should say I haven't figured it out. I am still in process. But I had an awakening to this when I was 19 years old. Now, if you've been around very long, you've heard pieces of my story and my testimony, but I have to tell you this part, because when I was 19, I was a church kid who had grown up very familiar with Jesus, with the church, with all of this, and very thankful and blessed to have been raised in that environment. But at 19, I was figuring out the direction of my life. I was a junior college student at San Joaquin Delta College in Stockton, California. And I was on a path, and I was praying that Jesus would bless my plans. Anybody ever been there? You're just, Lord, bless my plans. I've got a great plan. I know You'll like it. And I knew it must have been God, because during this time, I met a girl at church. This must be God. And so I just felt like, Lord, You are good. And so Kevin met Sally at church. And for almost a year, we cultivated a friendship and relationship. And I was thinking, wow, Lord, bless this one. This is going to go someplace. And then, because she was a year older than me, she, who was also attending a junior college, she actually transferred before I did to go on to another college, and she moved away. She moved about, well, let's just put it this way. So I was living in Manteca, which is a suburb, you know, it was near Stockton, and she was in Modesto, which was just south of Manteca, and she went to college at Cal Poly San Luis Obispo, which is down in Southern California, and that was a little bit of a drive. How many of you know where this story is going? And so my plan was that I was going to go down there too. We were going to go to the same school. And God, I know You're going to bless this great plan of mine. And then it all fell apart because I got that phone call. And that was back in the time when the phone was on the wall and had a cord. Yeah, I remember. Anyway, the point is, my plans and my future with Sally all fell on the kitchen floor when I got that phone call after a few months of her being down in San Luis Obispo, and it was over. And that is where I encountered the Holy Spirit in a whole new way, because I found myself face down in the carpet of my bedroom wondering, now what? Surely not going to go to San Luis Obispo. She doesn't, you know, there's no future there. That'd just be a reminder. What's going on? And it was in that I realized Jesus was the only one left there for me, and that I needed to fully surrender and say, Jesus, what is Your plan for me? And I began to cultivate an awareness that the Holy Spirit was there with me to lead me and to guide me. That was the point at which I really started walking the journey of fruitfulness. And it's not that it was immediate, and I was not very happy for a while, but that was the beginning of my journey. And little did I know then, when I thought everything was, you know, was all a mess and what now, little did I know while I was trying to pick myself up off the floor, that God was preparing a young lady named Kelly in Anchorage, Alaska, because we were going to meet in college. And that was his best. That was his plan for me. And I am so blessed by yielding to his plan and to saying, Holy Spirit, what are you saying? So I'm talking today from having done it my way and how that doesn't work out. How about you? And if you are still in that mode of saying, Lord, bless my plans, I really think I got this figured out, I pray that he will allow your plans to fall apart. Not that I want you to go through a bunch of heartache like I did, but because we don't realize the life he has for us if we'll fully yield and say, Lord, have your way. Amen? So three roles that the Holy Spirit wants to play in our lives. Number one, comforter. The Holy Spirit is our comforter. A comforter is one that puts at ease or alleviates a person's feelings of grief or distress. John 14, where we had read before, I want to highlight it again. John 14, 16, I will ask the Father and he will give you another, you can put the word comforter in there. Advocate could be translated comforter. To help you and be with you forever. The Holy Spirit, comforter. And then look over at verse 26 and 27. We had read that. But the comforter, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and remind you of everything I have said to you. Look at verse 27. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. Jesus knew full well that our hearts would be always troubled. He knew full well that fear would be a regular part of human experience. But he is telling us he has a solution. He's telling us, I am not leaving you alone. Yes, you're going to have fears and troubles, but I give you my peace. And that comes through the Comforter, the Holy Spirit. Have you experienced that peace in your life? Have you experienced peace when all the circumstances said otherwise? That's when you know the Holy Spirit's at work. Because circumstances say, I should be freaking out right now, but something's happening here that is allowing me to have a peace that passes understanding. It's the Holy Spirit's work. Many of you know that a little over a year ago, I had the honor of being with my mom and dad as she passed in January last year of 21. I have never experienced the comfort of the Holy Spirit like I did in that moment. It was powerful. And the fruit that he has and is producing as a result of the comfort that I experienced in that moment, being with my dad as my mom breathed her last and went to be with Jesus. It was painful and wonderful all at the same time. I've told the story. The Holy Spirit is the one there with us in those moments. Are you aware of that? How many of you know that somebody could be there for you, and if you ignore them or don't even know they're present, you don't receive their benefit? Yeah. Are you receiving the benefit of the Holy Spirit, our comforter, today? Do you need comfort in your circumstances? That's who he is. And he is the one who brings the fruit of love, joy, peace. Amen. Second, encourager. Encourager, that's our Holy Spirit. An encourager is one who fills another with courage or confidence or strength. Do you know anybody in your life that's an encourager? Boy, you want to keep those people close, right? Can I tell you something? That's one of the gifts and the strengths of our lead pastor, Pastor Mike. He is an encourager. And I've been walking with him for 10 years through all kinds of stuff. And now I get to see him in a new adventure. I was talking with him last night on the phone. And his voice sounded strong. And he prayed for me. He prayed for me for this morning. The Holy Spirit is the one that's doing that in him, and the Holy Spirit's the one who does that in us. He's our encourager. That's what he does. And I want you to notice in John 14, 26, that it's specifically this phrase that I want you to highlight. Will teach you all things and will remind you. Will remind you of everything I have said to you. How many of you know when you're discouraged? I know when I'm discouraged, I'm focused on what I'm frustrated about, what I'm sad about, what is not going well. I'm focused on that. And what does the Spirit of God do in us? Reminds us of truth. Reminds us of God's faithfulness. When we're discouraged, we need somebody to help us get our eyes off of the problem. The problem may not change right now, but an encourager helps us lift our eyes and be reminded of truth, reminded of who God is, reminded of what Jesus went through on our behalf. Amen? And in those moments when we're discouraged, we also start doubting. Is he really there for me? I've been praying these prayers for this long. I've seen no result. I'm frustrated. I'm disillusioned. The Holy Spirit is the encourager who comes along. This is all true. What you're saying, yes, these are hard circumstances. But I want to remind you. I want to remind you of whose you are and who it is that is your Savior, is your shepherd. Are you discouraged today about something or everything? Are you discouraged about what you're seeing in our world? The Holy Spirit is here today to say, I'm here. Have you forgotten me? The Holy Spirit is here saying, I'm your source. I'm the fuel that is going to rise up in you. Remember, Jesus is our good shepherd. Holy Spirit is here today to say, even though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death today, he is with you. Fear no evil. His rod and his staff comfort you. Did you forget that? Have you forgotten that this week? Has your discouragement caused you to go a little blind of the truth? The Holy Spirit is here to say, remember who your shepherd is. Remember that he's here with you. Amen? Let me tell you something. Some of you know that I have a crazy hobby of running marathons, which is 26.2 miles voluntarily. Nobody chasing me. Encouragement, I have learned how important encouragement is when you're doing an endurance event where your body gives out and your mind tells you you're stupid. Quit. Stop. That's why if you talk to anybody who has had any experience with these endurance events, especially a marathon, they will always say, I want my family, I want my encouragers to be somewhere between mile 19 and 21, because that is typically the spot where I am feeling like I'm ready to exit the event. But I can tell you from my own experience that even though when I get to that point of a marathon and I feel like my feet are moving slower and they're not getting off the ground very much and I'm sort of shuffling, that when I see my wife, when I see my kids, when I see anybody who will show up and say, you can do this, I can attest, and it's probably physiologically proven, that just the simplicity of somebody there with you saying, you can do this, speaking hope and courage, it does something to your body. And so for at least 50 feet, I feel like I can do this. I haven't quite yet got my wife to run the whole 26 miles to encourage me all along the way yet. But that's what encouragers do. We come alongside one another and say, you know what? You can do this. And we remind each other of who we belong to and who's with us, remind us of truth. Amen? John 16, at the end of the chapter, I love it. I have told you these things, Jesus said, so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world. Take heart. I'm talking to you today. Take heart. The world's going to you-know-where in a handbasket, but not you, not me, not those who will say yes to Jesus. And why hasn't he come back yet? Because there's so many that still need to respond to him. Amen? And the world needs fruitful Christians who are living with love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, because that shines like a bright light in a dark room. In these times, how can you be at peace when you see what's going on around you? Maybe what's going on in your own family. Maybe it's your own health or a loved one's health. How can you be at peace? It's not that I'm okay with those circumstances. It's because I am receiving the fuel of the Holy Spirit in me, that I'm not alone and that the Lord will bring me through. Amen? Encouragement. Let's go. Comforter, encourager. And number three, the Holy Spirit is our counselor. And trust me, I need some godly counsel in my life. Because have you listened to your own counsel these days? I know I've listened to mine, and I would probably be incarcerated by now if I acted on some of my own counsel, right? A counselor provides guidance and advice, but also empathy and care. I want you to think about counselor in two equally valuable and important pictures. In one sense, a counselor can be that person, like a therapist, that would assist you to process trauma or experiences in your life. They're a person that shows empathy, that listens, that asks good questions, that's a safe place for you to get honest about really what's going on and be able to process, right? That is true of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is a safe place. Do you know God is okay with you venting? I didn't say accusing him, but being honest. Say, I don't understand this, God. He's a safe place. He's your Father, and the Holy Spirit is your counselor to be a safe place. And we need that. How many of you know when you've gone through or going through trauma, you need a safe place to work through stuff? But equally as important, I want you to see this picture of a counselor, an attorney. Now, it's not a real, I don't know what your thoughts are about attorneys, but here's what I know about what an attorney can do. They can have a wealth of knowledge about things that you don't have knowledge of. And an attorney can give you guidance on things, can maybe help bring some perspective. Amen? How many of you know that a counselor next to you when you are dealing with legal issues, someone who can bring you perspective, can help you see what may happen if you do this or that? Counsel, wisdom. You know, just be quiet right now. Don't say anything. Sometimes that's what a counselor says. An attorney says, do not say anything right now. You're going to ruin yourself. How many of you know that oftentimes we ruin ourselves because we open our mouth when we shouldn't? We need the counsel of the Holy Spirit to know when. Look at John 16:13-15. When he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all the truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come. He will glorify me because it is from me that he will receive what he will make known to you. Let me ask you this. Do you feel like that you are there maybe an area in your life right now where you feel like you're just in a fog? You're just not quite sure what to do? Decisions that need to be made? I reflect last week, Pastor Julie talked about the Tennessee country road and a pickup truck and the dust in the trail and the importance of letting the dust settle before we make decisions. It's the Holy Spirit who counsels us in those times. It's the Holy Spirit who will guide us and give us wisdom when we feel like all we can see is dust. When we feel like we can't tell if we're up or down. It's the counsel of the Holy Spirit. I tell you what, right now, I'm at a season of my personal life where I need the wisdom of the Holy Spirit more than ever. And maybe you do too. I mean, some of you are very aware of the household that my wife and I live among with our family. I've got my 80-year-old father living with us. I've got my 85-year-old mother-in-law with cancer living with us. Let me tell you, I need the counsel of the Holy Spirit at times to say, do not say anything. There are the moments where I am so ready to say what I think. But guess what? The Holy Spirit has wisdom and he knows what's to come. And he will counsel us in ways that we don't destroy what's to come or create more trouble. He will provide counsel. Do you need wisdom today? See, here's the challenge I face in this idea of needing counsel and wisdom. I just want relief at times. I just want to get past this moment. And so I want to do something. I want to react. Because I don't like how I feel. I just want this to go away. I just want to fix it. But my fixing is rarely the wisdom of the Holy Spirit. It's usually me just wanting relief right now. How many of you have ever said this like I? In just situations of life, I don't need this right now. Oh, I don't need this right now. That's our human nature saying, I need relief. I can't handle another thing. True, you can't. But the Holy Spirit is your counselor. The Holy Spirit is your comforter. The Holy Spirit is your encourager. Don't ignore him. Let him produce fruit through you in the midst of it. So I am believing that the Lord is producing all kinds of fruit in me in the season of life I'm in with my family. Trusting and believing there's fruit that's happening. Amen? So today, as we come to the conclusion of this, I want to turn this message from you to others. Listen to me here. This message today is absolutely for you. It's absolutely for your circumstances. And the Holy Spirit brought you here on this Sunday in the middle of March because he wanted you to hear that he is available for you and the Holy Spirit is your source for making it through what you're in right now. The answers may not come today. As far as what should I do? How should I handle the situation? Maybe the relief won't come today. Maybe the healing you're believing for doesn't happen on this day. Maybe the job doesn't materialize right now. Who knows what the circumstance that you are in now where you feel like you're in a storm and a trial. However, what is available today, what you can bank on today, is the presence and power of the Holy Spirit to give you all you need and more. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. Can you say that? Say it in faith. I lack nothing because I'm in the presence of the shepherd and I have the Holy Spirit flowing through my life. And guess what? It's not just for you. It's not just for me. Guess what? There are people in your sphere right now, your spouse, your children, your mom, your dad, your coworkers, name it. We all have people that we are in relationship to different degrees day by day. Guess what? There are people all around us who are discouraged, fearful, anxious, uncertain, ready to quit. And this Holy Spirit power and presence that is available and flowing in you to strengthen you for your circumstances, He wants to use you to be a comforter. You are the encourager. You are the counselor that Jesus wants to use in somebody's life in your sphere. So while yes, receive the Holy Spirit's power and strength today. Say yes to Jesus. Say yes to Him. But don't just keep your eyes on yourself. Realize that we have all been commissioned right now to be a light in a dark place. And what is that light? We are the light of the Holy Spirit, being a comfort to those who are fearful and stressed and anxious. We are an encourager to those who feel like there's no use and I'm just going to throw in the towel. We can be there for somebody. And we can point somebody to Jesus. We can point somebody to God's Word. We can encourage them that, hey, I know what you're feeling, but guess what? I've learned. Probably best not to say anything right now. That could be some counsel and wisdom that somebody needs to hear. Who knows what it might be? Let's go from this place today encouraged that we have the Holy Spirit in these three ways so that there's nothing we can't face. There's nothing that's going to overcome us. Amen. You know, we have a unique circumstance right now in this season and time. The world's going crazy. God is causing Bethel Church to flourish in the midst of it. We are in the process of expanding to another campus at Bethel Sunrise, and there's exciting things happening there. And there's so much opportunity. They're stretching. We have to get outside of ourselves in this time. And then our lead pastor has back surgery. What? I don't need this right now. And yet, Jesus is on the throne. He's not wringing His hands. He's not wiping His brow. He's not, how's Bethel going to handle this? There's so much going on in the world. You know what? Jesus has prepared us for this moment to rise up full of the Holy Spirit. And to know that we're not alone. And every resource of heaven that we need to make it through our circumstance right now, He's provided. And it includes the people around you. Amen. So what do you need today? Are you discouraged? Are you fearful? Do you feel confused? There's a fog everywhere. I don't know where to turn. Jesus has a fruitful life for you and me. But we need to tap into the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is who comes in and provides all that we need. Amen. Would you bow your head? First of all, is there anybody here that needs to give your life to Jesus? You have not surrendered your life to Jesus, what we call being born again. Now is the time. Say yes to Jesus, because giving up your life is like getting it back. It's like, finally, I've found what I've been looking for. It's a surrendered life to Jesus. If that's you, raise your hand. I want to pray for you specifically in a moment. You want to surrender your life to Jesus. Amen. Amen. Now, how many of you today will acknowledge, wow, I have been living in discouragement. I have been stressed and anxious, and I need the ministry of the Holy Spirit as my comforter, encourager, and counselor. How many of you raised your hand with me? We all need that every day, amen? Would you stand with me as we prepare to close? Lord, in Jesus' name right now, Lord, I pray for these who raise their hand. This is the kind of prayer to surrender your life fully to Jesus. As it goes like this, you can say this with me. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. I lay down my plans. And I say, Jesus, give me your plans. Forgive me of my sin. Wash me clean and become Lord of my life. You take the throne. I'll run all my decisions by you because you care for me. In Jesus' name, amen. Lord, I pray for everyone here, Lord, who is needing the work and the ministry of the Spirit today. I pray, Lord, for the discouraged, the stressed, the fearful. Lord, even in these moments, I just pray, God, that ministry would happen here at the front that would be powerful. I pray, Lord, that we would have courage to come and be prayed for and leave here. Lord, we want to leave this place and leave behind stress, anxiety, all that fear, the discouragement. Holy Spirit, minister your life. We want to live fruitful for you and for those around us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to this message from Bethel Church. If you'd like to connect with us, download our app using the keywords Bethel Chandler or visit us online at BethelChandler.com.